For people with hearing loss, visual cues like lip reading and facial expressions can help them to understand other people. Audiologist Lindsay Bondurant of the Pennsylvania Ear Institute at Salus University says even people with good hearing rely on those cues to communicate.
You feel like you can hear them better if they turn around and face you so you can see their face, but it hasn't really changed your hearing. It's that your brain has all of that additional information to add in to kind of understand what's being said.
Bethlehem resident Christina Durhammer, who is deaf, is using an accessibility app that performs real-time transcription of speech. She spoke to WLVR through a sign language interpreter.
I figured out an app that I could use, Live Transcribe. It's great. I'm really using gestures a lot more. It's part of ASL, American Sign Language. We have to learn to be patient, to adapt to what's going on.
For anyone trying to communicate, the Pennsylvania Ear Institute also recommends utilizing a digital device like a smartphone or tablet to type messages to people wearing masks. They added that an old-fashioned paper and pen is acceptable too. Megan Frank, WLVR News.